Nancy, our church secretary, was on vacation this week, so that means it was I who put the worship part of the bulletin together. So apparently I am the one who does not know that the Gospel of Matthew is not actually in the Old Testament, but can be found in the New Testament. So here are these parables of Jesus from selected verses in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. And then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was 20 years ago this week, actually, that we moved into our first home here in Wildwood, an older home, 40 years old or so, one of those where the roof comes up steep, so the second floor bedrooms are sort of cut off, and behind the walls, there's actually storage space over the rafters. So, being a really curious fellow, it was probably 6, 7, 8 years before I bothered to look what was behind the walls, pulled out that portion of the wall and just crawled into the rafters, and sure enough, there was a box there. And the box has all kinds of, you know, interesting things in it, papers, a few photographs here and there, but there was this one tin box. A tin box that was full of letters. And they were really old letters, like middle of the 1800s letters. And they were letters from a young man to, he was seeking his girlfriend, and writing these lovely letters in this flowing handwriting, very, you know, flowery language that we don't use today. And the incredible thing was you got to the end and it was signed A. Lincoln. A. Lincoln. Imagine my surprise. You'll have to imagine it because it's a totally made-up story. It didn't happen. But just, wouldn't that be incredible to find something like that? I mean, it happens. And that's what Jesus says, when you find something, something amazing, something incredible, that's what it's like when you find the kingdom of God. It's like finding treasure. What is the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven? They're both the same thing. I'm indebted to one of my literary mentors, Frederick Buechner, a Presbyterian novelist who has some thoughts on the kingdom to share here. It's not a place on a map, of course. The kingdom of God is not found on a map. It's a condition. It's a way of life. It's a way of being in the world. And Jesus says the kingdom of God is right here, right now. You know, he tells one fellow who's, you know, that you're close. You're close to the kingdom. You know, someone who's seeking a good and a true way to live. But you know, the really fulfillment of all that goodness and truth is a ways off. So the kingdom is here, but it's not here. It's now, but it's not now. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you could say that the kingdom of God is near when we do God's will, and when we don't, well, sometimes the kingdom is pretty hard to find. So Jesus offers us all kinds of great images to find the kingdom of God. It's like the mustard seed that starts small, I mean, but it becomes huge. Great things happen from small beginnings. You see that in kids, when you plant seeds in kids' lives and you watch them over time begin to grow. God's planting the same kind of seeds in kids' lives and in our lives. Or the buried treasure. You're walking through a field and suddenly there it is. You come upon this amazing thing that you didn't expect to find, you didn't know was there. And so what do? Well, according to the parable, you bury it so you can go by the field and then it's your treasure. So when you find a buried treasure, you're not even looking for it. You may not be looking for a different kind of a life, but a different kind of life finds you, and your life isn't the same. Sometimes that happens to us when we could lose something that's really important to us, and we didn't know how important it was until we almost lost it. Other times we recognize that what it is we've been chasing for so long in our life, you finally catch it, and you figure it really was never worth chasing in the first place. You know, it turns out that Jesus is right all along, that if your life isn't about loving someone else, about living that kind of a life, then you're not where you ought to be. Anybody remember the movie Hook, Steven Spielberg's take on the extension of the Peter Pan story? It's really a lousy movie. But in the beginning, the Peter Pan grown-up figure who's, of course, forgotten all about the joy of living and being a kid, it's all gone now. He's a high-powered executive who doesn't have time for anyone, not his wife, his kids, not even himself. But his wife sort of grabs him and shakes him and says, "Your life is happening right now, and you are missing it. You're missing it." Remember those envelopes used to come out about the sweepstakes, you know, publishers have sweepstakes or whatever. You may already have won. You may already have won. But you're missing it. Sometimes Jesus says, finding the kingdom of God is like the merchant who buys and sells pearls, but he finds that one pearl that makes him forget all the rest, so much so that he sells them so he can have the one pearl that really matters. A lot of us spend our lives looking for a way to live, looking for values to hang our hat on, looking for what's going to be that guiding star. And we try one lifestyle after another, but suddenly there it is. Jesus says, "He who does not love remains in death." And you realize you haven't really been alive all this time. But when you do, when you finally see that pearl, it's like tasting cold water on one of these brutally hot days that we've been having. And that ice cold water, you'd trade all the Coca-Cola in Atlanta for one more glass. So sometimes you find the kingdom of God because you're looking for something more, like the merchant of pearls, but sometimes you don't even know you're looking, like when you stub your toe on the treasure in the field. But either way, when you come across it, when you finally taste it, you got to have it. Buechner writes this about the kingdom: "If we only had eyes to see and ears to hear and wits to understand, we would know that the kingdom of God, in the sense of holiness and goodness and beauty, is as close to us as breathing. We would know that the kingdom of God is both within ourselves, but it's also within the world out there. We would know that the kingdom of God is what we all of us hunger for above all other things, even though we may not know its name or realize that it is what we're starving to death for. The kingdom of God is where our best dreams come from and our truest prayers. We glimpse it at moments where we find ourselves being better than we are and wiser than we know. And we catch sight of it at some moment of crisis where a strength comes to us from beyond ourselves, a strength far greater than our own. The kingdom of God," Buechner says, "is where we belong. It's our home, whether we realize it or not. We're all homesick for it." We're in the mission trip season. Our adults and middle schoolers, we've heard from them today, and our high school youth leave on their 16th straight mission trip next Saturday. Mission trips offer kingdom moments. They're sort of like life in microcosm, an intense version of life. They break the routine, whether it's the routine of work or the routine of home life or school. And they allow us to connect with people in new ways, connect with people we know, sometimes, and get a genuine taste of human community. You know, in genuine human community, it could be as kids of all ages, because none of us ever really grows up. as kids of all ages find out that you're not really alone on this planet, that there are other people whose heart beats like yours does. There came to moments when we discover the truth that doing something for someone else with no expectation of reward or payback is the absolutely best payback of all. And it's a kingdom moment if you realize that giving yourself away like that for someone else's sake, without any reward, opens your eyes to the truth that's really who God is. God's giving himself away all the time. I remember the very first mission trip 16 weeks ago this Sunday. We barely had a youth group then, but we had 12 or 13 kids, and we remember the very first meal driving down towards Kentucky. We go to a fast food place on the way. There's two kids over here, three over there, one sitting by himself there. Kids all spread out all over the room. After a week in Kentucky of crawling under houses, staple gunning up insulation and repairing a roof, and truth be told, a trip to the emergency room and cooking each other's meals, eating together. The trip home was totally different. On the trip home, they're moving the tables and the McDonald's all so they can all sit at one big table because they'd experienced something. Something had changed the way they looked at life. You don't have to go on a mission trip. I mean, life really is a mission trip. But if you're looking, you just might realize that when you stub your toe, you might stub your toe on the treasure of human community and friendship. You just might find that pearl that is compassion for the others with whom we share this planet. And when you do that, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Pray with me. Lord, we're all on a mission trip. And there are treasures around us. There are pearls within our grasp. Help us to see them and then to give all that we have for their sake. Amen. And let's worship God now with our gifts.